Governor Walker and legislative leaders have agreed to reduce the governor's proposed cuts to K through 12. Originally, districts were going to lose more than $800 million over 2 years. Now that goes down to about $700 million. Joint Finance Co-Chair Robin Voss says improved revenue projections will allow increased spending of up to $100 per pupil in low-revenue districts.
Today, the action of the Joint Finance Committee will mean that we are allowing $100 million of additional investment in public education, partly paid for by the state out of the money that we were able to save from some of the actions that we've taken, and the money that's been generated through the money that was found through the $600 million of additional revenue, and that we're going to be able to do something that I think is pretty substantial.
Democrats, however, wanted much more money to go to schools. An amendment providing $300 million in the second year of the budget was voted down by the Republican-controlled committee. Democrat Bob Jauch of Poplar lamented that the state's share of funding education has been steadily declining.
It's going in the direction where the state is committing less dollars to public education. Local property taxpayers are picking up more, which burdens the poorer communities because they are less able.
Republicans' increased aid to schools would change in the second year of the budget. It would require a local match. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.